Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Front page. Trump gets Odessa boost. Thousands rally during presidential visit. OA News at OAOA.com. President Donald J. Trump rolled into Odessa Wednesday for a private campaign fundraiser at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center and was greeted by Odessans waving flags and banners in the streets. An estimated 550 to 600 people attended a Permian Basin special event with Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, with a ticket for the lunch priced at $2,800 and the options of a $50,000 per couple photo with the president or a $100,000 per person round table with him. The event raised about $7 million. Organized by Bubba Salisbury, Executive Vice President of Salisbury Industries, Odessa Oilman Kirk Edwards, and Ector County Republican Women's Club President Sherry Hurt, the luncheon consisted of Texas-style beef and potatoes. Many supporters lined the streets, cheering, waving flags, holding up Trump signs, and wearing Trump t-shirts and hats in his honor. Texas State Representative Brooks Landgraf said the event was well attended. The president expressed his support for the Permian Basin and for the energy industry, Landgraf said. The president really demonstrated how important our part of West Texas is for America's energy independence. We have so many hardworking men and women out here in the Permian Basin, Landgraf added. When you live and work out here in the oil patch, you know how important what we do is for the rest of the country. Landgraf said the environment was very safe. Social distancing was being practiced. It was everything it was expected to be, Landgraf said. Edwards said the luncheon and roundtable discussion with President Trump were memorable events that included Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, U.S. Secretary of Energy Dan Brulette, U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the former longtime governor of Texas, and at least 10 congressmen and congressional candidates. It was a great day to have a sitting president of the United States in Odessa, Texas, with a group of people who wanted to hear from him, said Edwards, who took part in the round table. He delivered a message that was very positive and uplifting to everyone in attendance. He covered a variety of topics, with energy being one of the main themes for his being here. The president distinguished between himself and his energy plan and the plan of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, which is to get rid of the oil and gas industry. He really hit home with a lot of people here. Edwards said Trump also reviewed his administration's program for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic and that he said a vaccine will soon be in use. The oil man said Abbott, Patrick, and Perry addressed the crowd while the roundtable was in progress in a different area. For him to bring out this kind of audience with this kind of importance in the state of Texas, in Odessa, shows the importance of the energy industry and the people of Texas, Edwards said. August Pfluger, who is the Republican nominee to replace U.S. Representative Mike Conaway, said he rode in the president's motorcade. And there were literally thousands of people lining the roads, showing their support for the president, Pfluger said. It was so impressive to see how people came out along the route to wave to the president and show their support. Pfluger noted that Trump showed strong support for the oil and gas industry. He understands just how important what we do out here in the Permian Basin is, Pfluger said. It's not lost on him. There's probably quite a few people who will be able to see that commitment and appreciate that. U.S. Representative Mike Conaway, R. Midland, said it was an immense honor to show the President of the United States around my hometown and have the opportunity to speak candidly with him about the significance of the Permian Basin and its critical contributions to the national security and the economy. President Trump was able to learn more about the oil and gas business, go up on a rig, and see the faces of the men and women who do this hard work on behalf of the United States every day, Conway said. He remains an outspoken supporter for our industry, and this visit will give him a better understanding when making decisions that affect energy production. He has defended American energy on the global stage in the past and is resolved to keep American energy at the forefront of the world moving forward. I cannot overstate the importance of keeping a pro-energy president in the White House to stand up for West Texas and our way of life, and I thank him for making the trip out to the Permian Basin. Odessa Mayor David Turner said Trump's talk ranged from COVID-19 to his stance opposing the Green New Deal, a package of federal legislation focused on economic inequality and climate change. He talked a lot about the proposed Green New Deal, Turner said, talking about what it's going to do to fracking. It's going to ban fracking and is a big threat to the oil industry, which we kind of knew, but we didn't know the details. Turner said the Trump campaign gave him a free ticket and that Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Senator Ted Cruz, and U.S. Representative Mike Conaway were all in attendance. Odessa was very well represented, Turner said. The Marriott looked fantastic. Everybody was complimenting the facility and talking about how nice the people are out here. Director of Economic Development at the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, Wesley Burnett, said that hopefully Trump's visit will bring some support to the city during an economic downturn. We hope he sees what's going on and the effect this situation has had on us and see anything he can do to move along our area, Burnett said. Another photo, President Donald Trump hands a signed helmet to Permian's head coach, Jeff Ellison, Wednesday afternoon after his arrival in Midland. Ben Powell, Odessa American. Burnett added that he hoped the chamber's The Permian Fuels America campaign message came across regarding the importance of the basin in the overall big picture of the energy sector. The luncheon ended after 2 p.m., at which point a convoy of law enforcement escorted the president to his next stop at an oil rig at Double Eagle Energy near Midland. City of Odessa Public Information Officer Devin Sanchez said in a phone interview that the city did not purchase tickets or provide any council members or staff or anyone with a ticket to attend the fundraiser. Sanchez said that the City of Odessa provided traffic control support with Odessa Fire Rescue and Odessa Police Department. She added that the Lubbock Police Department also helped with the fundraiser because they have a motorcycle unit. Waiting to get into the fundraiser Wednesday, several supporters talked about what they wanted to hear from the president. Dr. Jason White said he wanted to come out and support the president and to thank him for all the things he's done for White's business and the employees he provides a livelihood for. Sonia Gallegos said Trump is interested in oil and gas, which is vital to this area. We're from Yunis, New Mexico, and we're oil and gas definitely over there. We're right in the middle of it, Gallegos said. Her husband, David Gallegos, is a state representative for their district in New Mexico, and they were invited to come. Jackie Pick of Dallas said Trump stands with the oil patch as it's up against one of its toughest times. I support the president. I want him to know that he's still supported, so I want there to be a lot of enthusiasm in the room and a lot of warm bodies, and I want to be one of them, Pick said. Joseph Kung, who said he owns two shopping centers here, had a Trump jacket he put on before going into the hotel. The Trump supporter said he was expecting good news from the president. He's going to win, Kung said. O is for Oil, a book by Adrian Vega, Executive Director of the Education Partnership of the Permian Basin and Chief People Officer for the Sewell Family of Companies, was presented to the President along with several other gifts. Vega inscribed it with a note to Trump, in part thanking him for visiting the community. I think that's a very surreal kind of unique, I would say maybe once-in-a-lifetime experience, unless you're a famous author and maybe write political books or something. But it's just one of those that I don't even know how to describe, Vega said. Richard Acosta, owner-operator of Photos by Richard and director of marketing for UTPB Athletics, had a photo of a West Texas sunset with a pump jack given to Trump. I'm above the moon. Having my work selected to represent West Texas to the office of the presidency is beyond my wildest dreams, Acosta said. Acosta said that Renee Henderson Earls, president and CEO of the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, contacted him and asked if he had any pump jack pictures or sunset pictures of Odessa. Being from Odessa, my first thought was, yeah, I've got thousands. We exchanged text messages and I sent her pictures. I sent her some other pictures I'd taken of downtown Odessa and stuff. She kept emphasizing to make sure it was from Odessa, Acosta said. I had no idea of what it was for because she has contacted me before for the visitor's guide or for the website. I've worked really hard to associate my work with Odessa and West Texas, my landscape stuff in particular, he added. They said, we want this one. We're going to present it to President Trump as a gift from the community. I was taken aback and was just so honored to have my work selected for something like this, Acosta said. Wednesday's Trump visit was a first for Trump as the 45th President of the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was in Midland last year, and former presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush have been in Odessa. The elder Bush started his oil career in Odessa and moved his young family here before moving to Midland. Former President Bill Clinton stumped for wife Hillary in February of 2008 at Odessa College. George W. and First Lady Laura Bush landed in Midland January 20, 2009, following his second term in office as President Obama was inaugurated. Those waiting for a glimpse of Trump at the airport were thrilled to see him. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's an experience that I'm glad we were able to provide our kids. When we got the invitation, we wanted to make sure that both schools were represented, so it was a great opportunity, Odessa High School Principal Mauricio Marquez said. Jeff Ellison, Permian football coach, was gratified to meet Trump. It was a great honor to meet him and the other representatives coming off the plane. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to do this, and it's a good feeling for me and also for the kids who were out there today, Ellison said. Guy Bender said it felt good to see Trump. I feel like he cares, Bender said of the president visiting the Permian Basin. I'd like to see him talk about getting rid of all the Democrats and Republicans and all the fighting. That needs to end. I want to hear him talk about that and people coming together because we're all Americans, Bender said. Chris McMillan said it shows Trump cares about the basin, not just the Midland-Odessa area, but the Permian Basin as a whole. Shelley Butler said the occasion was historic. I may not ever see a president come to the Permian Basin again in my lifetime. We drove to El Paso when he was there and went to the rally. For him to be in Odessa and Midland is pretty historic, Butler said. Chris McMillan said, we just now got to where we can import and export oil, and I hope that stays because they're talking about cutting that out, and that's going to hurt us tremendously. That's our livelihood here. It's for everyone. It's not just the oil field workers, but everyone in the entire Permian Basin is affected by oil here. Hotels, restaurants, shopping, Everything depends on the paychecks coming from the oil field, Shelley Butler said. Catherine Ochoa and Vance Thompson came out to show their feelings. We're using the rights that we have as American citizens and to come out here and protest, Ochoa said. Royal McGregor, Tony Venegas, Sam Waller, Michael Merlot, Michael Bauer, Ruth Campbell, Bob Campbell, and Laura Dennis contributed to this story. Another photo, a crowd of supporters cheer as President Donald Trump drives by on his way to Midland International Air and Spaceport to depart Midland Wednesday afternoon. Ben Powell, Odessa American. Trump visits well site, signs infrastructure permits, by Tony Venegas, T-V-E-N-E-G-A-S at OAOA.com. Midland. President Donald Trump touted the United States and Texas as a dominant energy power during remarks at an oil rig at Double Eagle Energy during his first trip to the Permian Basin as part of his reelection campaign. Trump spoke to a crowd of around 200 invited guests Wednesday afternoon following a tour of the rig and after a fundraiser luncheon at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in downtown Odessa. For this speech, Trump addressed the crowd in an air-conditioned tent in front of the rigs, and in front of one of the rigs. It took a long time to be independent, Trump said, and as long as I'm your president, we will never let anyone put American energy out of business, which is what they'd like to do. He continued, we will never again be reliant on hostile foreign suppliers. We will defend your jobs, and we will defend the Lone Star State. I love this state, and we will defend America's newfound energy independence. Trump's visit to the Permian Basin marked the first time that a president has come to the area since former President George W. Bush left the White House in 2009 following the inauguration of President Barack Obama. After he spoke, Trump, surrounded by Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, and other officials, signed four permits that the White House said were for vital pipeline and railway infrastructure on our nation's borders. The photo shows President Donald Trump holds up a signed permit during a visit to a Double Eagle Energy drilling rig site in Midland on Wednesday. From left, behind the president, is U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt, U.S. Secretary of Energy Dan Brouillette, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, and U.S. Representative Mike Conaway. Eli Hartman, Odessa American. One of those permits included export authorizations for natural gas that were extended to 2050. Another permit gives further authorization for Texas to allow the export of crude oil into Mexico. Double Eagle Energy co-founder and co-CEO John Campbell spoke about Trump's support for his company and the industry, calling him a great advocate for the oil and gas industry during his introductory remarks. Trump spoke for about 30 minutes to the crowd, once again declaring the United States as a net energy exporter for the first time in nearly 70 years. He added that as long as he was president, he would not allow American energy to be beholden to foreign nations. We're here to celebrate your achievements, Trump said, and we're also here to send a clear message to the zealots, radicals, extremists, trying to shut down your industry to make America subservient to foreign producers. That won't happen to this nation again. Prior to the speech, there were plenty of onlookers near Midland International Air and Spaceport awaiting the arrival of the president. The hope for many of the local residents prior to the speech was for Trump to talk about a plan to boost the oil economy back up. The industry was hit hard by the recent price collapse and demand shock due to COVID-19. I hope he talks about bringing the oil field back, Chris McMillan of Odessa said. We just now got to where we can import and export oil, and I hope that stays, because they're talking about cutting that out, and that's going to hurt us tremendously. Macmillan was part of a group of people who parked near a warehouse off of Business I-20 near the airport to try and get a glimpse of Air Force One landing on the airport tarmac. Another Odessa resident, Shelley Butler, echoed Macmillan's sentiment. "That's our livelihood here," she said. "It's for everyone. It's not just the oil field workers, but it's everyone in the entire Permian Basin that's affected by oil here. Hotels, restaurants, shopping, everything depends on the paychecks coming from the oil field." Trump also gave an update regarding the coronavirus pandemic in Texas. Trump referred to it as the China virus. He added that the administration had sent 500 cases of the antiviral remdesivir to Texas hospitals, which is enough to treat 3,200 patients across the state. Remdesivir is currently undergoing clinical trials in stages around the world. Trump spent the majority of the speech criticizing the Democrats' energy policy, specifically the Green New Deal. He mentioned New York Senator Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez by name, calling the plan a disaster. He also issued a warning about those who try to take away from the power that American energy has built up under his administration. He also criticized presidential Democratic nominee Joe Biden, saying that his agenda would destroy fracking, which has doubled in production since he took office. "I don't think Biden's going to do too well in Texas," Trump said. "He's already written it off." The latest aggregate polling data from RealClearPolitics.com has Trump and Biden neck and neck in Texas. Trump won Ector County with 68.7% of the vote and 75.7% of the vote in Midland County in 2016. He criticized the Democratic Party as a whole, asserting that the Democrats, quote, "want to uproot and demolish every American value," end quote. He then completed his time on stage by signing the four permits. Closing prices. Posted $37.75. Futures $41.27. Natural gas $1.854. Benchmark U.S. rose 23 cents to $41.27 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Mask donations. A local family recently donated custom-made masks to the Odessa Police Department. One of the youngest family members was happy and excited to be with the officers and to present the masks. Courtesy photo. Permian Basin weather. 5-day Odessa and Midland forecasts. CBS 7, your eye on West Texas. Weather information brought to you by Craig Stewart, Tom Tiefertiller. Today, mostly sunny with east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. High 100, low 73. Friday, partly cloudy with east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. High 96, low 74. Saturday, partly cloudy with east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. High 95, low 72. Sunday, mostly sunny. 97 is the high, 71 is the low. Monday, mostly sunny. High 98, low 72. New Mexico outlook. Hobbs, partly cloudy. High 98, low 69. Ruidoso, partly cloudy. High 88, low 61. Fact. On this date, in 1965, the temperature at Portland, Oregon, reached 107 degrees to equal their all-time record high. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, July 30th, 2020, page 2, read. Young Reporter Takes on Presidential Politics by Ruth Campbell, R-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L at OAOA.com. With just his dad as a cameraman, a suit, and a microphone, Phoenix Legg has been traveling the country, covering politics and events like Wednesday's fundraiser for President Donald Trump at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Phoenix and Matt Legg live in Dallas, but travel the country covering stories with Matt capturing the news on camera. Phoenix was interviewing people waiting to get into the event outside the hotel. In 2016, I really liked watching the debates, 12-year-old Phoenix said. I went with my dad to get an old RV we were going to travel around for a month. This was 2016. Doors opened and we just kept on going, Phoenix said. He added that he is homeschooled or, quote, road schooled, unquote. The young aspiring journalist loves everything about what he's doing. Quote, I really enjoy talking to people, but not just what they think, but why they think it. I want to hear their opinions, but I want to know how they got to that opinion, end quote, Phoenix said. Wearing a suit and tie and armed with his own business cards, Phoenix charmed just about everyone he talked to. It's not lost on him that being 12 is an advantage. Quote, I think a lot of people wouldn't be willing to talk to an adult, but they're willing to talk to me as a kid, end quote, he said. He said he's out there to get opinions from the American people. Quote, we hear a lot from politicians, but we don't hear as much from the everyday American, and I think that's important. I think they're excited to see the president. I think they feel like he supports the oil industry, which I know is big here in Midland and Odessa. Ever since 1927, that's been a big thing here. That's important to them, end quote, Phoenix said. So far, he said he's interested in pursuing a journalism career, but, quote, you never know where God will take me, end quote. Having started his journalism journey at 9, Phoenix said he didn't know much about politics before that. However, the presidential debates intrigued him. Before that, he said he had an interest in psychology and body language. At times, he has been surprised by what people have told him, even if he doesn't completely understand their viewpoint. Quote, but this is why I'm asking questions. How you got to that viewpoint. Let's say you don't agree with somebody on a viewpoint. It's important to figure out why they think that way, end quote. And maybe minds will change, he said. Quote, but I think it's important not to show opinion, just listen. Active listening is very important in my opinion, end quote, Phoenix said. The photo. Phoenix Legg, 12, talks about his adventures as a reporter outside the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center Wednesday. Legg was there with his father, his cameraman, to cover people's thoughts about the fundraiser for President Trump. Michael Bauer, Odessa American. On the net, PhoenixRisingInAmerica.com. At Phoenix Matthew. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Local. Handful of protesters turn out by Michael Bauer, MBAUER at OAOA.com. Catherine Ochoa and Vance Thompson wanted to make their voices heard, even if they were slightly outnumbered. While the sidewalks in downtown Odessa were filled with mostly Donald Trump supporters who were awaiting the arrival of the President of the United States, Ochoa and Thompson were among those not happy to see him, protesting the President's visit Wednesday to the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Convention Center. We're using the rights that we have as American citizens and to come out here and protest, Ochoa said. The two have lived in the Permian Basin their whole lives, with Ochoa hailing from Midland and Thompson residing in Odessa. Both Ochoa and Thompson stood along Grant Avenue at the intersection of Fifth Street, holding signs. Ochoa's sign read, History is watching you, while Thompson's showed an illustration of Trump as a Pokemon under the label, Not My Pokemon. Ochoa wants Wednesday's moment to be something for her to tell her family about for years to come. Just knowing that all of this is going down in history one day, And I want to be able to say to my kids that when it happened in my town, that I stood up for what I thought was right, Ochoa said. Thompson said he was not happy with the way Trump has been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. We're out here to protest specifically his handling of COVID-19, his handling of the economy, and his lack of a response to do anything to help the local energy development industries, Thompson said. Ochoa has been vocal about Trump's deregulation of the oil industry. Specifically, I know he's coming out here to shake hands with big oil and has promised deregulation, and I have a problem with that because the regulation has been put in place for the safety of the workers and the safety of the environment, and so I think, really, it's just putting money into the pockets of the ultra-rich, Ochoa said. They're just shaking hands, and we're going to end up with deregulation of industry, and we're going to pay the price. Ochoa added that this is the only protest that she's been to in her life, but she was also planning on going to Midland later in the day when the president was supposed to participate in a tour of Double Eagle Energy oil rig. This is really the only one that I've been to in my life, Ochoa said. I'll also be at the Midland site that he's going to later, Wednesday. The president arrived in the Permian Basin Wednesday morning, landing at Midland Air and Spaceport before departing to Odessa, where he arrived at the Marriott at noon for a luncheon and to deliver remarks to supporters at a fundraiser and participate in a round table before departing back to Midland. But while Ochoa and Thompson were one of the few people protesting Trump's arrival in the Permian Basin, they said they received a few signs of support from passersby. We've gotten our fair share of people honking and waving and giving us a thumbs up, and we've had a few people take photos, Thompson said. For Thompson, this wasn't his first protest he's taken part in, adding that he's participated in 5 other occasions, including the recent racial justice rallies in Odessa. I went to one of the George Floyd protests here, and in addition to that, I did one more that was in Austin. There's a photo of the two holding their signs. Vance Thompson, left, and Catherine Ochoa, right, protest the president's arrival Wednesday morning at the intersection of Grant and Fifth Street. Michael Bauer, Odessa American. Drive Up Mask Giveaway, oanews@oaoa.com. The Odessa Chamber of Commerce and the Permian Basin Area Foundation has scheduled a Drive Up Mask Giveaway for Odessa businesses from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. or until masks run out. Today at the Odessa Regional Medical Center campus, 900 East 4th Street. First come, first serve, limited to 50 masks per business. Must present a business card and business must be located in Odessa/Ector County. For more information, call 332-9111 or email Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at odessachamber.com. Local News Roundup. Satin Strings Auditions. The Permian High School Orchestra has scheduled Satin Strings Auditions from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday at the Permian High School Orchestra Room. Only one student at a time will be allowed in the building. Mask is required. Audition music available on Google Classroom. To sign up for an audition time, for instructions, or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/YYO25E2W or PermianOrchestra.com. Call for artists. Basin PBS is looking for an artist to paint a mural in the alley of the Ritz Theater, 207 North Main Street, Midland. The call is open to any artist in the Basin PBS viewing area. Andrews, Brewster, Crane, Ector, Glasscock, Jeff Davis, Loving, Martin, Midland, Pecos, Presidio, Reagan, Upton, Ward, and Winkler counties. Deadline is August 31st. To apply or for more information, visit www.publicartist.org/call. .cfm?ID=2977. TX APCO honors Odessa telecommunicators. The Texas Association of Public Safety Communications Officials, TXAPCO, selected the City of Odessa Public Safety Communications Department as the 2019 Telecommunicator Team of the Year for their work during the August 31, 2019 active shooter incident. Telecommunicator of the Year honors a person or team who handled a call or system event with a level of professionalism and efficiency that allowed the first responders on the scene to give the patients the best care possible, a city press release stated. The release stated that TX APCO recognized dispatcher Joyce Mudd, dispatcher and QA specialist Sonia Cortez, dispatcher Alicia Taylor, dispatcher Keely Buford, and dispatcher Annie Wilkin. Those dispatchers who were working during the shooting are reportedly to be honored at the 2021 TX Public Safety Conference in Galveston. OA News at OAOA.com. Man charged with murder. OA News at OAOA.com. A 47-year-old man was arrested after he was reportedly involved in a fatal shooting in South Odessa. Marcus Dwayne McDavid was charged with murder, first-degree felony, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, third-degree felony, and assault with previous conviction, family violence, third-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 8:24 p.m. Tuesday in the 2800 block of Madeira Drive, an Odessa Police Department press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed McDavid choked his 43-year-old wife before striking her in the face and neck area with a combination of open hand and closed fist strikes. McDavid grabbed a handgun and threatened to shoot his entire family. McDavid then fled the scene before police arrived. The fatal shooting was reported at 9:05 p.m. as police responded to a gunshot victim in the 900 block of Snyder Street, the press release stated. Officers made contact with a 32-year-old Odessan, Jonathan Smith, who had a gunshot wound to the head. The victim was transported to a local hospital and later pronounced deceased by medical personnel. Investigation reportedly showed McDavid shot the 32-year-old man in the head. Officers located McDavid in a backyard located in the 900 block of Snyder Street. McDavid was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He has three bonds totaling $280,000 and was still in custody as of Wednesday afternoon, jail records show. Council approves business assistance by Michael Merlo, M-M-E-R-L-O at OAOA.com. City Council members voted on multiple items during Tuesday's virtual City Council meeting, which included approving a resolution to allocate $500,000 of CARES, Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, coronavirus relief funds for small business assistance. The allocation would establish a grant program called the City of Odessa's Business Assistance Program to help small businesses that suffered on March 18th, which resulted in them having to close, voluntarily close to promote social distancing, or had a decrease in customer demand, will be asked to apply, the council agenda detailed. City Manager Michael Marrero presented a slideshow with requirements for applicants during the meeting. Businesses must be for-profit businesses with 20 or less employees and also must be within the city limits. They also must have been a working operation for at least 1 year prior to March 18th and be registered in the state of Texas. Applicants also have to prove that they lost revenue due to COVID-19 and must have annual gross revenues less than $750,000. Other requirements include that the owner must not be currently bankrupt or filed for bankruptcy in the last 12 months and must be up to date with property taxes, state and city sales tax, and city fees. Funding for businesses will be based on annual gross revenues. The slideshow detailed that $2,500 will be available for business with annual gross revenues up to $100,000. $5,000 will be available to businesses with $100,001 to $250,000, and $10,000 will be available for businesses with $250,001 to $750,000. At-large City Council member Peggy Dean said that they are trying to set up groups of two or three, including people in finances, legal, or business, to review the applications and process them quickly. The idea is to do everything we can to get this money deployed and people to get their money quickly, she said. Dean also said that there will be multiple groups looking at the different applications instead of just one group. The agenda detailed that a CARES Fund advisory committee member will reportedly be available to help any businesses needing help in the application process. Dean said that they will be meeting on Thursday to discuss recommendations of volunteers who are qualified and would like to be on one of the committees. We are gathering up names now before our meeting Thursday, she said, adding that those volunteering need to have some business, financial, or banking expertise. District 5 Council member Mari Willis asked for the city to look into a start date for applications for people who are ready to apply and for people who may need more time. Marrero responded, saying that they are in the process of developing all of the marketing materials, so there will be a start date. Council also approved a contract for a pandemic marketing consultant to reportedly spread awareness and education regarding the coronavirus. The agenda detailed that the contract will not exceed the cost of $155,000 and funds will be utilized from the CARES CRF monies. A $2,386,240 contract was also approved to complete renovations to the two-story Odessa Police Department Training and Academy facility. That money is reported to be coming from 2019 Certificate of Obligation funds. Federal grant will aid English learners, teachers. OA News at OAOA.com. Washington. The Texas Education Agency will receive a $19,978,625 federal grant to support educators and students adjusting to different teaching norms during the pandemic, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, R. Texas, announced Wednesday. Specifically, this grant will be used to aid the more than 1 million English learners in Texas with increased course offerings and resources for students and their families, and with enhanced professional development tools for teachers, a news release said. The funding comes through the CARES Act, which Cornyn supported this spring. With the beginning of the school year just weeks away, Texas children and their families face incredible uncertainty, Cornyn said in the release. We must do everything we can to help the next generation of Texans receive the best education possible while maintaining safety as best we can for both students and their teachers. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Obituaries and death notices. Obituaries. Naomi Jewel Wells Hall, Midland. Our sweet mother and friend, Naomi Jewel Hall, went to be with Jesus, her Lord and Savior, Friday, July 24th, 2020. She is celebrating in heaven with her husband, Counsel Leon Hall. They enjoyed 73 years of marriage together. Naomi is also celebrating with her parents, Hubert and Martha E. Phillips Wells, her brothers, Roger Wells and Amos Wells, sisters Evelyn Walker, Anna Ruth Hoover, and Imogene Hall, and grandsons Aaron Dean Hall and Caden James Hall. Naomi loved her children, Cynthia Ann Miles and husband Robert Allen Miles, Jimmy Dean Hall and wife Sonia Hall. She delighted in her grandchildren, Wendy Ann Sparks, Selena Ann Holloman, Clifton Ann Miles, Kayla Stevens, and Jimmy Sappert, great-grandchildren, Christopher Hall, Corey Armstrong, Bailey Sparkman, McCartney Holloman, Callahan Miles, Michael N. Miles, Jocelyn Hall, Braden Sappert, Bentley Sappert, Kia Sappert, Tegan Stephen, and Ashley Lopez, and great-great-grandchildren, Hillary Lopez, and Baislyn Fields, and many nieces and nephews. Naomi loved her family and loved working in the garden. She canned vegetables and made jelly, pickles, and sauerkraut. She made sure her family ate well. She would take us on long walks in the pastures and would name every flower and plant we saw. Naomi's father passed away when she was 2 years old. Her mother was ill for several years after that. Naomi and her three sisters took care of each other, worked the farm together, and paid it off the year Naomi graduated from Pyron High School. Naomi loved the Lord and served Him faithfully. We often saw her on her knees beside her bed praying for her family and friends. She had a gift for caring for others. She took many friends to church with her. When asked why you are taking that little boy to church, she would answer, "He might be the next Billy Graham." Naomi worked for Avon for several years. She was top seller in the President's Club. She loved children and loved caring for them. She taught children at Westminster Presbyterian, Mother's Day Out. She was especially proud that she taught Brooks Landgraf in one of her classes. Naomi was a member of First Southern Baptist Church, Gardendale, Texas. She came to know the Lord as a child and often told of going to church in a wagon pulled by a team of horses. We are so grateful for her faithful service to our Lord. Visitation will be Thursday night, July 30th, 2020, from 6 to 8 p.m. at American Heritage Funeral Home, 4100 North Farm Road, 1788, Midland, Texas. Services will be held Friday, July 31st, 2020, at 2 p.m. at Cotton Flat Baptist Church, 6409 South Highway 349, Midland, Texas, the Reverend Rick Holloman officiating. Interment to follow immediately at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory. Ramona Moni Rose Bogue McCaslin, Dallas. Ramona Moni Rose Bogue McCaslin, longtime Texas and Illinois resident, died July 21st in Dallas at 93. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Friday, July 31st, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Family Center with Reverend Dr. Ron Hankins of First Presbyterian Church of Odessa officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Born to Norwegian immigrants, she grew up in Rochelle, Illinois, as the daughter of Dr. A.R. Bogue and Rosalind Victoria Bogue. She was married to Roy Mac McCaslin Jr. for 56 years. They moved to Odessa in 1976 from Rockford, Illinois, where Roy was president of Mither Machine Works. She has a B.S. degree from Bradley University and volunteered many hours at her church and in the hospital auxiliary. Moni was also an avid bridge player at the Odessa Country Club. She is survived by two sons, Scott A. Pat of Dallas and Jeffrey E. of Granbury, grandchildren Kate McKeon, Kelly McCaslin, Victoria Dillon Dees, Matthew Lisa McCaslin, Joshua McCaslin, and great-grandchildren Sloan Dees, Journey McCaslin, Jacob McCaslin, and Jaden McCaslin. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Barbara Ann Stanley, Odessa. Barbara Ann Stanley, 89, passed away on July 28, 2020. She was born July 21, 1931, in Toler, Texas, to O.C. and Clyde Calvert. She married J.C. Stanley on November 24, 1942. She had two sons, Ricky Dale and Corky Stanley. She is preceded in death by her parents, loving husband J.C. Stanley, son Ricky Dale, sister Joyce Elder, brother Butler Clifton Stanley, and lifelong friend Bobby Cook. Barbara is survived by her son, Corky Stanley. Barbara worked as a bookkeeper and was a member of the Temple Baptist Church. Barbara served as a member of the Women of the Moose for 50 years. She and J.C. spent many happy years being active members of the Moose. Visitation will be Thursday, July 30th, 2020, at Acres West from 6 to 8 p.m. Graveside services will be at Rose Hill section of Ector County Cemetery at 1 p.m. on Friday, July 31st, 2020. Arrangements are under the direction of Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences may be sent at acreswestfuneral.com. Death notices. Anastasia Gomez Lerma, Odessa. Anastasia Gomez Lerma, 74, of Odessa, died Sunday, July 26, 2020, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Friday, July 31, 2020, at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Graveside services will follow at noon at Greenwood Cemetery in Pecos. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Emily Danielle Emmy Atwood, Odessa. Emily Danielle Emmy Atwood, 25, of Odessa, died Monday, July 27, 2020, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 3 p.m. Saturday, August 1, 2020, at Northside Baptist Church. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Clarence C.B. Barton Choate, Jr., Odessa. Clarence C.B. Barton Choate, Jr., 76, of Odessa, died Sunday, July 19, 2020, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. July 31, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Byron McWilliams is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Bobby Earl Guard, Odessa. Bobby Earl Guard, 85, died Monday, July 27, 2020, in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Edward Lee Ed Green, Odessa. Edward Lee Ed Green, 70, of Odessa, died Monday, July 20th, 2020, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Friday, July 31st, 2020, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. A.D. Smith, Odessa. A.D. Smith, 93, of Odessa, died Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020, in Odessa. Celebration of life will be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday, July 30th, 2020, at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Family has opted for a private cremation to follow. Pastor Michael Smith is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Brian Edward Smith, Jacksonville. Brian Edward Smith, 41, of Kilgore, died Sunday, July 26th, 2020, in Jacksonville. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Mitral valve prolapse. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a man in his late 50s. Doctors told me for years I had mitral valve prolapse, but recently some doctors say I don't have it. I have had several EKGs and echocardiograms, which all seem to be normal. Who should I believe? K.S. Answer. The mitral valve separates the left atrium from the left ventricle and prevents blood from flowing backward into the left atrium when the ventricle contracts. Mitral valve prolapse is when the valve leaflets billow backward excessively into the ventricle. Often, there is associated backward flow of blood into the ventricle. This is called regurgitation. I suspect you were given the diagnosis of MVP in the 1980s or 1990s, before echocardiography for this condition was well standardized. As many as 10% to even 20% of people were diagnosed with MVP back then. With current standards, about 2% to 3% of the population will have MVP. MVP can cause rhythm disturbances. It is associated with several different symptoms and, as mentioned, can cause mitral regurgitation. Mitral regurgitation, severe enough to cause symptoms that do not respond to medication, is the most common indication for surgical treatment. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475. Hello, this is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Thursday, July 30th, 2020, etc. Presence of new girlfriend causes added pain for X. Dear Abby, my boyfriend of 2 years, Kevin, recently broke up with me. We've had problems in the past about me lying to him or withholding information. I didn't lie because I'm an awful person. I lied because he had high expectations of me, and I didn't want to be a disappointment. He is truly the first person I have loved unconditionally since the breakup with my child's father 5 years ago. Kevin and I are still friends, sometimes with benefits, but he has moved on to another woman. I'm heartbroken, and it has taken a toll on me. When I visited him the other day, I realized that she has practically moved in. She has her toiletries over there, just like I did at one point. I really want my boyfriend back. Kevin and I had talked about a life together, buying a house, taking trips, even getting married, the whole nine yards. But I'm worried this new woman will get the life with the man I love that I had been longing for so long. What advice, if any, can you offer me? Left Behind in Alabama. Dear Left Behind, I'm sorry to be the carrier of bad news, but it appears your ex-boyfriend is enjoying the benefits of being with two women, and you are getting your heart broken. It is time for you to move on, because a new chick has all but moved into the nest you shared with Kevin. One has to wonder if she is aware that he has a FWB in addition to her. I am betting the answer is no. And by the way, I have to wonder what kind of a man behaves the way you have described, because he is not treating you or this new woman honestly. In your next relationship, I hope you will realize that you are good enough just as you are, and there is no reason you must live up to anyone else's expectations. That was your mistake this time around. Dear Abby, my boyfriend of 10 years, we own a house together, has just announced he feels he should move closer to his ailing mother. She lives about 250 miles away, a 4-hour drive. Is this a thing? Do people do this? He did not ask me to move with him. We live less than a mile from my own elderly mother, and I do dote on her. He knows I wouldn't leave her. If he goes through with this, I'll be heartbroken. We have no mortgage. I can afford to stay in our house, and then what? Wait for him? Wait for his mother to die? I could visit him once in a while, but my job, my mom, and our cats are here. There's also my yard work. Do you think this could be his oddball way of breaking things off? Miserable over this in Michigan. Dear Miserable, this could be your boyfriend's attempt to end your relationship, or not. He may not have invited you to move with him because he understands how many obligations you have between your mother, your job, your pets, and the upkeep of your home. It's time to ask him, calmly, how he views the implications of this move. Does he see it the same way you do? If his mom's health improves, it could be years before he returns, if ever. Because you have invested a decade of your life with him, you deserve some straight answers. And the best way to get them is to remain calm and be direct. Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren, write Dear Abby at P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069, or visit www.dearabby.com.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. Note, Bigger Stars is based on the degree of your sun at birth. The sign name is simply a label that astrologers put on a set of degrees for convenience. For best results, readers should refer to the dates following each sign. A baby born today has a sun in Leo and a moon in Sagittarius. Happy birthday for Thursday, July 30, 2020. Highly physical and decisive, you are taken up with the here and now, and the end of the quarantine can't come soon enough. This year, you are involved in two projects, one that succeeds beyond your wildest dreams, and one that doesn't. If single, the subject of love may be too painful to pursue until the spring. If attached, your partner is very attractive, and this keeps you enthralled. Scorpio is sexy. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 3 stars. Today encourages travel and exchanging information. Listen carefully. Worthwhile information comes your way during casual conversations. Foreign languages and imported items intrigue you. Glimpses of their historical traditions offer spiritual solace. Tonight, catch up and laugh with an old friend. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 1 star. Companions are charming, yet there's an element of illusion underfoot. Consider second opinions and look beneath the surface. All may not be as it first appears. Others share confidences. It is wise to remain discreet. Tonight, watch some mindless television and stop thinking. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 2 stars. Associates are unpredictable. They might express ideas that differ from yours. Goals and desires fluctuate. Partnerships are evolving. Your nearest and dearest can surprise you. Approach love as an adventure, and all will be well. Tonight, intimate dinner for two. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 4 stars. Today is a good time to select health goals and consider new regimens. Lifestyle choices made will determine your health for the long-term future. Find healthcare professionals who are willing to offer guidance and suggestions. Tonight, staying informed about wellness topics is important. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 5 stars. Today generates a very sociable mood. Others will be attracted to you. Cultivate new friendships and follow through with artistic or musical ventures. Allow intimate relationships to evolve and grow. Expect some sparkle and surprises. Tonight, ushering in whispers of true love. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 4 stars. Making your residence more comfortable and beautiful is a priority. This might involve purchasing new items. Responsibilities linked to household members' obligations are accented. By tonight, the general mood lightens and you feel less pressured. Tonight, dance to an unseen tune. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 3 stars. Concentrate. Plans are in flux. It is important to communicate and verify plans with others. Allow extra time if traveling. Items that seem to disappear can return mysteriously. Humor, absurdity, and misrule are the perfect themes of today. Tonight, laugh about it all. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 2 stars. Today accents awareness of how the world situation impacts you personally. It is important to simply enjoy what you have while controlling any stress related to material desires. Avoid any risks regarding financial issues. Tonight, get in touch with a long-lost family member. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 5 stars. Sincere, extroverted, and gifted with uncanny insight. You are forward-thinking. Today heightens your charm and charisma. Others notice and admire you. Expect to be the center of attention. There might even be some public recognition. Tonight, whirl around in disbelief. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 4 stars. Support comes to you from behind the scenes. Time spent in deep reverie and meditation brings perspective and generates confidence. Dreams and quiet contemplation offer valuable insights. Old doors are closing, and new doors are opening. Tonight, forgive, forget, and release. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 4 stars. Today's mood is altruistic. Friendships are a blessing. Involvement in community life or organizations bring rewards. You begin to rethink commitments and alliances. Clear out the old to make way for the new. Tonight, do some journaling about the old. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 5 stars. You will feel compelled to achieve more and move forward. A promotion, new career opportunity, or other professional recognition is likely. This positive momentum carries on all day. Progress you're able to make in attaining professional goals promises improved finances. Tonight, celebrate. Born today, director Peter Bogdanovich, 1939, actor Lawrence Fishburne, 1961, actress Hilary Swank, 1974.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.